there are two elements that we must fill in bringing such a motion and improving such a motion. One, it must be that the fact is indeed a fact, that the statement made is indeed a fact. And there is no dispute that the statement is erroneous in the factual content, given all the data that others have provided, that the Ministry of Health has provided. And secondly, that the statement must have been done knowingly, deliberately. It is our respectful view that the Prime Minister deliberately misled the Parliament, because he knew or ought to have known that those statements were wrong, that they were erroneous, they were false. And how would he have known? He would have known because he attended all the health briefings, the majority of health briefings. He was present when all the experts gave the various the data, the statistics about the rates of infections, the number of deaths, and so on.